Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
We're learning Meseches Bava Kamma Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara here is continuing the discussion that started in Daf Nun Amud Beis if there's a din of Chavata B'Pachas Miyud Fachim. The Gemara brings a story. There was someone whose axe fell into an Arisa D'Dloi, fell into an irrigation ditch, which is 6 Tfachim deep. And he shechted it. Rav Nachman said it's treif. Rav Nachman said there is a problem of risa gevorim, even though it's less than 10 tfachim. So Gemara says, you see from there, that Rav Nachman holds his chavata less than 10 tfachim. So the shaila is, it says in the Mishnah, that a bar has to be 10 tfachim kedei lahamis. So Gemara in the Avimina says, because it doesn't have hevel. Chavata van is less than 10 tfachim. You need 10 tfachim because you need hevel. And this Avimina, Rav Nachman held like Rav, that the only time you chayiv on a bar is if it kills the idea of the hevel, not if it kills the idea of the chavata. But the Gemara is machriach not the way. The Gemara is machriach that really, no, for chavata also you need 10 tfachim. And the reason why if Nachman held it was good was because he created the turul iris 4 tfachim. So you have 4 tfachim from the stomach to the ground. There's already 4 tfachim. So all you need is a bar of 6 tfachim. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? You need a bar of 10 tfachim. The Gemara says when it rolls into the bar, when it rolls into the bar, then you need a full 10 tfachim. As Shenkin here, it fell into the bar feet first. And Mamela, you already have, you can mitzarif the amount of space there is from the kreis to the tzur la'ara with the 6 tfachim, you have already 10 tfachim. That's the sugya sa gemara. So the raya that the gemara brought, that chavata needs 10 tfachim, is from makkah. Because it says that the shir makkah is, dafka when there's shisaramim, is a mukam imenu asar tfachim. Then there's a chi of makkah. So what's a shi of 10 tfachim? And I says 10 tfachim is a shi of chavata. So the Gemara says no. 10 tfachim is not a shi of chavata. 10 tfachim is a shi of a bias. A bias is not a bias unless it's 10 tfachim. Less than 10 tfachim, it's not a bias. That's why it's part of a makkah. But really, chavata is less than 10 tfachim. So the Gemara says, if that's so, say, even if it's 10 tfachim, if it's 10 tfachim from the top of the roof to the ground, but if you also deduct the thickness of the roof, so kumdais the bias on the inside is not 10 tfachim, so right, it's not a bias. What do you gain that the drop is 10 tfachim, but the bias is not 10 tfachim? Because the thickness of the roof decreases the size of the bias. Zakti Gemara, fine. So you dug out, that's why the bias is 10 tfachim. So, but once you had to dig out, so right to the shear is not from the top of the roof to the ground 10 tfachim. If yesh chavat pachas mi asar tfachim, so it could be you could dig out more. So, elamai, it's clear that ain chavat pachas mi asar tfachim. So, mele is two shurim of asar tfachim emaka. First of all, you need from the roof to the ground to be 10 tfachim. That's because you need chavat, ain chavat pachas mi asar, that's the maskana sagamar. Then there's another shear. The bias has to be 10 tfachim. For that, you need chak megavoy. You need to dig out, and then the bais will be 10 tfachim. But since the braisa says that the gang has to be 10 tfachim off the ground, that's a shi'an not in the bais, that's a shi'an chavata. So you see also the chavata has to be 10 tfachim. Now is the gemara's hechrich. The chavata has to be 10 tfachim. Mulvad the shi'an that the bais has to be 10 tfachim. And Mamela, we said, Rav Nachman also agrees to that. And Rav Nachman was saying that you have chavata of 10 tfachim, because Mikreis to the Turul Ha'ariv is 4 Tfachim. Now, there's a shtickle from the Chazanish, it's in Chulin, in Perek Reishis Hagez, it's at the end of the Chazanish in Yerideya, Simen Reishis Dalet, in Masech Tes Chulin, it's to Simen Kuf, Daf Kuf Lam and Vav, in Masech Tes Chulin. And there the Gemara says that a base of Knesset and a base of Medrash is part of a Makkah, it's not a base Dira. So the Chazanish is going on that Gemara, and he also brings in Agamar. And also brings in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Gimel that says, Abayin Shem B'dalon Al-Dalon is Pata for Makkah. So you see, it has to have a din bias to be Makkah. It has to be 10 Tfachim. It has to be 4x4 Amos. It can't be a base of Knesset or a base of Medrash. Frag the Chazanish, what's the pshat in that? So the Adin Le'sasin Dam Be'secha, you can't have anything dangerous no matter what. Even a Sulam Ruah, a Kelav Ra, all these things have also a din that you're not going to have it. So typically, you would need a makkah on a base of Knesset, a base of Medrash, and a bayin she'en b'yud, and a bayin she'en b'dal and al-dal. Typically, it's like sasunam v'secha. He says, Elam, are you going to say that we're talking about that no one goes on this gag? That maybe it's a halacha, and outside sasunam v'secha, it's only when it's taka dangerous. But But here, no one goes on the gag. They don't use this gag. That is exerus akasev. You need a makkah, even though they don't use the gag. Zakti kaisnishib. It's not true. If you don't use the gag, you don't need a makkah. He says it's a ritva. It's brought in the biyar alacha. It's an ilchas chalamayit. It's in tafkuf mem. It's going on the alacha. If you're allowed to build a fence on your roof on chalamayit. So the Ritva says, the Alacha brings it down, if you use the roof, and the Mele, you're going to have to rebuild the fence, as a mitzvah say of Makkah, so then you'll have to build the roof of Cholomite. Al-Kapanim, it's first in the Ritva, that if you don't use the roof at all, there is no mitzvah of Makkah. Chazanish says, he also has a raif in the Shita Mekabetz, it's here in the Sugya, that if you don't use the roof, there's no mitzvah of Makkah. Because the Shita Mekabetz, it's asked Akasha. The Gemara comes out, Ein chavat de pachis miyud. But the reason why the shor that fell into the risa de dloi is a trefa, because it's considered yud, because you have to count also the space between the ground and the stomach of the shor. In fact, the shita mekabetz is aibazai. So by a roof, why didn't he 10 tfachim? If a person falls off a roof that's less than 10 tfachim, but till his head is more than 10 tfachim. So why is that also, why didn't he also say this chavata like that? Why didn't he 10 tfachim for the chavata? So Shita Mekabetzah says, because Bederech Klal, you don't stand on the roof. Bederech Klal, you'd be sitting on the roof. That's what he says. Bederech Klal, use the roof for sitting, not for standing. So the Torah was Mechayev and Micah only for sitting, not for standing. So you see, Mefurish is telling how you use the roof. It's telling on your Ishtamish is the roof, since the roof is Mishtamish for sitting, so that's what a Chavat is, a Chavat from sitting. Hazag the Chazish, you see klar, that if you don't use the roof, there's no Mitzvah Micah. So Mele, it's Vaita Shver, if you do use the roof, so what's the difference if technically it's not called a house? It doesn't have a din bias, it's not ten fachim, it's not dalal al dalal, it's the base of kness, it's the base of medrash. You should still need a mica, because it's dangerous. And he says, the emesis, that the Sifri says you need a mica even by bor b'chatzeroi. A person, let's say, has his own chatzer, he has a bor in his chatzer, the Sifri says he needs a mica because maybe someone will fall in. So you see, when it's dangerous, even if it's not a roof bechlal, stop, any dangerous fall, you need a mica. So why isn't the same thing, why isn't a gag of less than 10 tfachim, or less than dal la dal, the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Gimel, the basic Knez B'Smidish, why is it even the bar b'chetzeirei? Hazag d'chazesh amari d'ki yisait. You find that it's mutter to climb a tree. Why is it mutter to climb a tree? Why isn't that called a sakana? So Mefurish Gemara, by Metzir Daf Kuf Yud Beis, it says in the pasuk Elov who nice is nafshei. It says by Yisachar the reason why you have to pay him on time is Elov who nice is nafshei. He says that the worker puts himself in a sakana for you. He climbs trees. He goes up ramps. Elov who nice is nafshei. A worker puts himself in a sakana for the boss. What's the hetter to put yourself in a makom sakana? Why he says it's mutter to put yourself in a makom sakana? He says because it's minhagi shalaylam. That's the minhag olam. It's a big yisayid. The emissary, I think it's a big yisayid in Hilchas Sakana also. What's considered Sakana depends a lot on the Nhaga Shalaylam. If that's what people do, driving a car is also Sakana. But you're allowed to drive a car. That's Nhaga Shalaylam. Hazakta, you're allowed to climb a tree. The person, he says, when you're building a roof, so day, every day, you're going and you're working on a roof without any makkah as you're building the roof. There's no issa. It's not called the Sakana. The Torah is mechadish that you have to be chayish for sakana, even though b'emes you're allowed to go on a roof. But when you have a roof, you have to put up a makkah, make an extra shmira, you have to be chayish for a sakana. He says it's very different than a sulam ru'ua or a barisha b'chatzerei. A sulam ru'ua and a barisha b'chatzerei, people aren't nizah from it. A guy's walking in your chatze has no idea that a bar is there. Avadi, you mechuyiv to alert him, you mechuyiv that you can't leave a bar there, people might fall in. You have a sulam ru'ua, a guy has no idea that it's ru'ua. He'll climb the ladder, he'll fall down. But a roof without a mica, anyone who climbs the roof knows that he's on a roof. So he's careful. He has to be careful. You know, I'm a chuyiv to put up a mica. If it wouldn't be for a bezunder exer sakasov. And he's allowed to climb the roof. And he's allowed to climb the roof and be careful. That's not called a sakana. That's menage shalaylam. The Chazanish says, if there's no mica, the Bailam being over an assay, right? Vasisa Michael Gagecha, but you're still allowed to go on the roof. Anyone's allowed to go on the roof. Just like you're allowed to climb a tree. There's no halacha that you're not allowed to go on the roof without a mica. There's no such halacha. It's a chiyah for the Bailam to put on a mica if people use the roof. But if people use the roof and he happens not to put on a mica, you're still letting go on the roof. This special exercise, the cause of the kechiv, to be chayshish sakana by a roof, where be'etzim climbing roof is mutet simenhagi shalaylam. And you're not putting anyone in a sakana. He knows about it. He has to be careful. He knows he's on the roof. It's not like a bar where the pshat is, you're putting someone in a sakana because he has no idea there's a bar there, or a sulam ruah, he has no idea there's a sulam ruah, or a caliph ra, which you just attack him. Pshat is, anyone who goes on the roof, he knows he's on the roof. He has to be careful. And he's allowed to go and try to be careful. He's allowed to climb trees. That is exerus akasa to be extra careful, to make a bezunder shmira, asisa michael gagecha, exerus akasa vadin on the bailam. That needs a bias. That's exerus akasa. That needs a bias. If in Allah it's not a bias, it's not yutvachim, it's not dalan al dalan, it's a basic knesset, a basic mendish. So there you don't have this exerus akasa if you need a michael. And it's not cool that you're making a sakana. That's the shtickle from the Chazinish. And now let's go right up. Like we said, the Gemara's maskana was that really ain't chavot the pachas me'abah. But the reason why Rav Nachman said that the shor that fell into the reason of the dloi was a treifa is because you had a sara. Because from the crease of the Torah to the ara, from the stomach of the shor until the ground is four tvachim, together with the six tvachim of the reason of the dloi, you had 10 tvachim. So, what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you need 10 tvachim in order for the bar to be kedei lahamis. But l'chayyah, you don't need 10 because chavata could be with 10 tvachim, but the bar only has to be 6 tvachim. And you have the 4 tvachim, so mela could be kedei lahamis with less than 10 tvachim. So, the Gemara says, they got into the bar, they rolled into the bar. So, therefore, since it didn't go by its feet, it rolled into the bar. So, mela, there's no chavata if the bar is not 10 tvachim deep. And the Raja points out that this Gemara was naming on like Shmuel. Earlier, the Gemara named on like Rav, that ain't chavata pachas me, that chavata is pachas me asar tvachim, but you need a bar for the hevel. The hevel has to be 10 tvachim. We're going to go like Rav, they need the hevel. So that would also be a teretz. If you hold like Rav, they need hevel. Hevel's only when you have 10 tvachim. Chavata in achayev on. Now, this Gemara was naming on that Rav Nachman should go like Shmuel, that for chavata osi chayev, and that's what the Gemara is at time by Gandal bar. Like we said, Rav Paiskim Patskim like Shmuel, that Yichayev and Chavata. Now there's a Machlekes HaPaiskim here. The Torah brings the Ramah that says that Halacha L'maisam, you only need 10 Tfachim by Yigander. You only need 10 Tfachim when the Shor rolled into the bar. If the Shor walked into the bar, so then 6 Tfachim is good enough. As long as together with the depth of the bar and the distance between the ground and the stomach of the shor is 10 tfachim, that's good enough. And the Mishnah that says that if it's pachas me'asar tfachim, v'nafel teich ha'shor ha'mar ha'meis pater, is dafka ba'yigander. But a regular nafel kedarka, you nafel feet first, then you take a chayiv as long as you had a chavat of 10 tfachim. As I pass under Ramah alocha l'maisa. But the tur, he says not that way. And then Mishnah, that's what the Chiddush Rashbi here says also. Then even by Nafal Kedarkam, if the bar is less than 10 tfachim, you potter. Tur says also, the Rosh holds the way to Bishesh, says he doesn't know where the Rosh says it. The emphasis we have in the Shittim Mekabetzis B'Shem the Rosh. That's Mustam where the Tur got it from. So Tais the Rosh, Shittim Mekabetzis B'Shem the Rosh. The Rosh says he has a few rayas. First of all, it's not mashman. The Mishnah says if it's less than 10 tfachim and it falls in, it's potter. It's not mashman dafka when it falls in Derech Yigander. He's very sure to learn that way. Second of all, he says that if you're going to say that you're chayiv when it falls kedarka, so even by a gandhi you should be chayiv because it should be tchlosed b'pshiya v'seifa ba'inis. You can't pater by a gandhi less than 10 tfachim because it's an einish, because since the bar is be'emesin, a bar if misa, it could kill an animal if it fell in kedarka. So that's chilasa b'pshia. So even if it fell in derech yigander, it should be chilasa b'pshia v'sayfa ba'inis and should be chayiv. And also he says, kum tais, we don't really have a bar l'misa and a bar l'nezakin tain at the Rajba. Because even a bar less than 10 tfachim is good enough for misa, if it fell in kedarka. So elamai tain at the Rajba, this is the aside. So xeris akasav, that if the bar can't be mamis b'chol inyan of nefila, so it's not called the bar l'misa. Since if it would fall in Derech Yigander, it wouldn't be nameless, less than 10 tvachim. So kumdeis a bar of less than 10 tefachim can't be mamis b'chol inyan shel nefila. So mail, it's not a bar lemisa. Dr. Blay Malin, what's the source of machlokes the Ramah and the Rashba? The Ramah holds the p'tur of less than 10 tefachim is a p'tur einus. So p'tur einus, the bar wasn't supposed to do this type of damage. The bar did a damage which he couldn't expect it to do. Gevein lech a bar less than 10 tefachim doesn't kill. So p'tur einus. So mela, a p'tur einus is dafka when it fell in. Derech higander, with the yitzin einus. Mashenka when it fell in kedarka by its feet. With the you have a chavata of more than 10 tefachim. It's not an einus. Avad the yechayiv. But the Rashi holds no. The reason why a bar is pater amis is not because of einus, and like the Rashi says, you'd have a problem with chalasa b'shiyav seifa b'einus. The reason why the bar is pater amisa is because that's exeris akasav. You need a bar kadei lamas. In order to mechayev on the misa of shor v'chamar, you need a bar kadei lamas. And now the rabba, does state in the gemara that you need a bar kadei lamas b'chol inyan. Anisha doesn't have a shame bar. It's missing in the shame bar lamisa. Not a pterinus. Wants to say very geschmack, taich in the Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Gimel was looking for the toldus of bar. The maskana was, it was avnei skinu masai. But the Gemara at first said, what's the tolda of bar? The Gemara says, ilayim a bar, yud is the av, and bar tes is the tolda. Lo yud ksivi, v'loy tes ksivi. Doesn't say yud, it doesn't say tes. How could bar yud be the av, and bar tes be the tolda? So the Gemara says, holay kasha. It says, v'meisi yaloi. They need that of a chir misa. So Mela, it does say bar yud. It says, I may see a light. Taisus explains how he stims with the Lashon of the Mishnah. It says, Ma bar shayush be lahamas asarat fachim. And there it learned that from a may see a light. Taisus says, you put it together. Talk upon him, it does say bar yud. It says, I may see a light. If I may see a light, learn out that you need a bar yud. So Gemara says, Saif, Saif, Za'av lemisa, Za'av lenezakin. Taina drablaib, this is the shak levitariya. When the Gemara first said, Ilayim a bar, av is bar yud, and told is bar tes, the Gemara knew that you need a bar yud for misa, it's a Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says, an av is a bar yud, and a told is a bar tes. But the Gemara says, lo yud ksivi, lo tes ksivi, meaning, even though you need a bar yud for misa, but that's because otherwise it's a terinus. There's no two bar, there's no shame bar lemisa and a shame bar lenezakin. Lo tes ksivi, lo yud ksivi. Grand, if it's not yud fachim, will be an einus. But that doesn't make it another shame bar. That doesn't make that this should be an av and this should be a tolda. Doesn't say anything. It says a bar. But of course, if the bar does more than what you expect it to do, so then it's an einus. So now the Gemara says, holy kash. Since it says, v'amesi aloi, the kimlan that you need yud to do misa. So in them state, more than a pter einus. In them state, that in order to be chayef for a bar that's mameis, it has to be a shame bar lemisa. And like the Rashba says, even when it's not an einus, even when it fell in Kedarkai, and you have a chavat lemisa, but since the bar can't be mamis b'chol inyan, it can't be mamis by a gander, it's missing in the shame bar lemisa. So there is a tairis bar lemisa, not stamalt einus, but may see like stelz avek that for misi you need a bar yud. So mel, that's the av, and a bar test is a tolda. Zakti gemar, no, save, save, za'av lemisa, za'av lenezakit. Like Rashi says, since a bar l'nezakin is also implied by the pasuk says you need v'amesi aloi for misa, you need a bar yud, and if you don't have a bar yud, it's not good for misa, but it's good for nezakin. So mel ain't a chenami the two shemis of bar. There's a shame bar l'misa. In order to be chayv v'misa, you need a bar l'misa, you need yud, even when it's not an einus, even by nafal kedarka where it's not an einus, but still you're missing in the shame bar l'misa. There's also a shame bar l'nezakin which you don't need yud. But they're both avos. They're both in the pasuk. They're both mefurish in the pasuk. Al kapanim, that's the machlokes. The Ramah holds that you only potter by a gander when it's less than yud. But nafal kedarka yichayiv. The pshat is he holds that they not pshat that you need a bar lemisa. There's a pterinus. So only when it's an inus. When it's nafal kedarka, it's not an inus. You potter. Mashenga the Rashi is no. You need a bar lemisa, and a bar that's less than yud is not a bar lemisa since it can't be meimis b'chol inyan. Rablaib's Maisav, there's a shtickle in the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchas Iske Mom and Perik Yubayz Allah Yud, he brings down the Mishnah, Echad HaChayfa Bar Yisir Chamar Yechritz, V'lam Nem Abar Chiba Kedei Lohamas, V'kama Kedei Lohamas Asar Etfachim. So you learn that from the Pasuk, Bar Bar has to be Kedei Lohamas, L'chay Yishtet Vida Rajma, that the Pshad is you need a Bar of Misa, it's Exeris HaKas, you need a Bar of Misa. Also, the Rambam is not mechalik between if it's nafal kedarka and gander. Right, since he holds like the Rajman the Rosh, that even by nafal kedarka less than yud is potter, because it's missing in the shame bar. You learn that from the word bar, lamanem and bar, chiba kedai lahamis. But the problem is the Rambam, a little bit afterwards in Lachat Hezvav, he says, asa tel gvoya b'shus haramim. He says, imhoi gvoya asar tvachim chayev v'shalim. Imhoi b'chzim asar tvachim potel misas abeim av huskim b'van chayev v'shalim. And he says, why? Shanezik b'chol shu udav amatsiv yadu. A nezik could happen with any type of bar. Veina misa b'chol shu b'tziv eil kamayaynis. So here, when he talks about a gvoya b'shus haramim, he says that the b'tur is because it's kamayaynis. Before he didn't say it was Kamayanis. Why did he say Kamayanis earlier in Halacha Yud when he's talking about a bar? Why didn't he wait till he's talking about a Gaiva to say it's a Ptur Kamayanis? And before his Mashma wasn't as Kamayanis. His Mashma's missing in the Shame Bar. Hazantir Blayt Malon, a big Kiddush. That this din that you need a bar Lamis in order to be Chayiv a Misa Be'etzim inside the Shame Bar is only a din in the Ovis of Bar. A bar Mamish, an actual hole in the ground, a bar, a Chritzim, a Aranitzim, a Charitzim. Oh, that's the Av of Bar, then you need Yud Tvachim, Be'etzim Mitzad Hashem Bar L'misa. But Av Neskina Masai, and who would then a Goyva B'shus Harabim, that's not the Av of Bar, that's a Tolda of Bar. In the Tolda of Bar, you don't have the Xeris Akasa that you need a Bar Kedei Lohamas. The Estam, you have a Pterainis. Sayin HaChanam, you'll come in an Afkimina Ladina. There, by a Gandhi, you need Yud Tvachim. By Nafal Gedarka, by a Tolda, you don't need Yud Tvachim. The Ptur is also Einus, it's only when it's an Einus. As Rabbi Malam once answered the Rambam, that the whole din that you need a Bar L'misa, a Shem Bar L'misa, is dafka by the Avav Bar, not by a Tolda. We're going to see also this Svara that there's a Bezunder, a Shem Bar L'misa in the next Sugi, in the Machlokes Rebbe in their Bana, like we'll speak about very soon. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bar Shel Shnei Shutfin. If you have a Bar with two people are Shutif in the Bar, they both have the Chiv Nezakan of the Bar. Avrel v'rishim v'leiki so. The first one passed by and didn't cover it. V'asheni v'leiki so. And the second one passed by and didn't cover it. Asheni chayiv. And there's a girsa harishin chayiv. And we'll see about this in the Gemara, which we do beis Hashem in the shiv of the next plot, because the sugya goes on to the next plot. Now the Gemara asks, Ami b'rishol shnei shutfin eichem mishkachesla. How are you going to find the case of b'rishol shnei shutfin? Hanicha Yisrael on Rabbi Kiva dama bar b'shusa chayiv mishkachas lebechatzah sheshneim a bar shel shneim b'fkiru shusam v'lo yifkiru bayra. If you hold like Rabbi Kiva that a bar b'shusa yachad is also chayiv by fkiru shusa v'lo yifkiru bayra, so then you can have two people own the bar. The bar happens to be owned by shutfim. It's a bar b'shusa yachad. The chiv, it doesn't come mitzad the kriyas of the bar, mitzad the digging of the bar. The chiv comes mitzad the ownership of the bar. So two people own the bar, so they're both chayiv. That's a bar shel shnei shutfim. And lesvilam bar b'shusay pater, and hechem mishkachas the chayiv le b'shusay rabim. If you own bar b'shusay is pater, and the only chiv is a bar b'shusay rabim, and the chiv comes because he dug the bar. So who dug the bar? How could you have a bar shel shnei shutfim? L'chor only one of them could dig the bar. So mas either shav shlich tavav amrila zil kari lan. If two people sent one person's a shlich to dig for both of them, vazel karluni dug for both of them, but still ain't shlich dvar aveir. Neither of them are chayiv. Only the one who dug the bar is chayiv. Ain't shlich dvar aveir. Vid the kara haichamishav haichamishin istalklu meisirishin. If let's say one dig five and the other dig five, so only the first, only the second one's chayiv. Anichel rebi lunazak and mishkachasla. Mechleikis rebi nirban. We'll get to it later in the shir. According to Rebbe, you could have that both of them are chayiv when dealing with nezakin. El Rebbe, lemisa, abanim, bein lemisa, bein lenezakin, eicha mishkachas. How are you going to find the case that two people dug a bar if one dug half and the other dug the other half? So only the second one's chayiv. Says, the two went together and they took out the last shtickel and made it a bar asar, so they're both chayiv on the bar asar. So Taisus earlier on the Afchav Chesim and Beis asked the Kasha, Rashi there is Mavurin, that if someone's mafkir both his Rishus and the Bayer, his Chayiv, that's called a Bayer B'shus Arabim. And Taisus holds no. Taisus holds if you don't have either thing, if you didn't dig the Bayer Metchila B'shus Arabim with the Kriya would make in the Balabar, and he doesn't own the Bayer now, which the ownership will make in the Balabar, but he dug the bar in his own rishus, and the kriya was fine. And then he was mafka the rishus and the bar, so now the bar doesn't belong to him. So you don't have any reason why that's his bar. A lot of rishayim say that. Taisus says, a lot of rishayim say that if you mafka both the rishus and the bar, you're not chayiv altogether. Because you don't have a kriya's bar, b'shus ram to mechayiv you als the kriya. And you don't own the bar to mechayiv you because you own the bar. But Rashi holds you are chayiv. The Mimashin Simchavtes says, because he holds that the Hefker Gufa is called the Kriya, the Hefker is putting the bar into Rosh Hashanah, the Hefker Gufa is called the Kriya. And Rishayim ask, if that's true, so why can you say that two people own the bar? And they were both Mafkirit. They're both Mafkirit. Samel, it's a bar Shashan Shifim. What's the problem? Just like Kunt Bekiva, they both own the bar and they're Mafkirit Shusim Veloy Bayron. So who would then, if you hold that a bar Bishusayachid is pot, you need a bar Bishusarabim? So if two people own the bar and then they will mafka the rishus and the bar, why did she be a bar shushnei shutfin? That's the Rishayim's kasha and Rashi. So then Mrs. Apnei Yeshua says, he says a little bit earlier, that Rashi says the reason why the man the Amid holds bar b'shus yachad is pater, we spoke about this in the previous year, is because he wasn't mafka at al das to be nischaya ben azakin. Apnei Yeshua holds that would apply to hivki rishus over hivki bar yoso. Why not? In that case, also, he wasn't mafkir to mischayev ben azakin. So Taisus that holds that the tam of tur is because tarcha b'shusa my boy, so that won't apply to a case where he's mafkir b'shusa ubayre. But Rashi holds the yisayda of tur is because I wasn't mafkir to mischayev ben azakin, that would apply to ifkir b'shusa ubayre. So Yeshua is mitzadet to say, it's only if you hold that both are chayev. Sai bar b'shusa yachid is chayev. And Sai Bar B'Shus Ram is Chayiv, then you have the case of Hifki Rishusay V'Hifki Bayre that you'll be Chayiv. Because you don't have the Ptur that it's not yours, because Bar B'Shus Ram is also Chayiv. And like the Meisha says, that's called a Kriya because you are Mafkirit. And you don't have the Ptur because you weren't Mafkirit in Chayiv in Azakim, because this man, the Yom holds that Bar B'Shus Yachar is also Chayiv. Hifki Rishusay V'Lo Hifki Bayre is also Chayiv. You don't say this Svara that I was mafkut not to mischayev ben azakin. But if you hold dafka bar b'shus rabbi mischayev, not a bar b'shus yachin, like the Gemara is saying now, so Rashi will be maskim the hifki rishusay v'hifki bayrei would also be pater, because you'd have that same svara that ki afkre lav v'schayev ben azakin afkre. So l'fi the apshat, the Rishayim don't have a kasha. We're trying to explain how do you find the bar shushnei shutvim. According to the man Yom Bar B'Shus Yachad is Pater, that man Yom would hold that Hifki Rishusay V'Hifki Bayre is also Pater. I saw another teretz, even if you get an emma like the Rishayim, that Rashi holds that Hifki Rishusay V'Hifki Bayre is Pater. Hifki Rishusay V'Hifki Bayre is Chayev V'Kuli Alma, that says that blames the Bar B'Shus Rabbim, and you don't say that Ki Afkre Lava Daita is Chayev, that the the Schaib and the Zakim Afkre, when the case was Mafkri Rishusay and Bayre, but the Pshad is still, when you have a Bershal Shnei Shutfim, so that Teresh Shmuel brings his Teresh from one of the Gdalei Achrenim, says like this, when you have a Bershal Shnei Shutfim, and they're still Shutfim after they were Mafkri Rishusam, so that's a Bershal Shnei Shutfim. They're the Chayiv because they're still Shutfim in the Bar. But if the Hifkri Rishusay U Bayre, so why Chayiv? Because that blames the Kriya's Bar. So the Gemara was naming on, there can't be Mafkir simultaneously. The way you're doing it with Mafkir is one's Mafkir and then the other's Mafkir. If you can do it simultaneously, so that's like the Gemara's Teretz, that they dug the last Tefach simultaneously. So if they were Mafkir B'Zeh Chazeh, so the first one who's Mafkir didn't make a Bar B'Shus Rabim, because it still belonged to the second one. The second one that was Mafkir, he's the one that made the Bar B'Shus Rabim. So male, only the second one's Chayiv. By Hifki Rishusay, the Loi Hifki Bayrei, even though they were Mafki Bezeh Chazeh, but still they're both Chayiv, because they're Chayiv because it's their Mammon, and it's both of theirs Mammon. The Mammon belongs to both of them, was Loi Hifki Bayrei. But by Hifki Rishusay, the Hifki Bayrei, so they're not Chayiv because it was their Mammon, they're Chayiv because they were Mafkirit. When the first one was Mafkirit, it still wasn't the Bar B'Shus Rabim. It only became a Bar B'Shus Rabim when the second one was Mafkirit. So male, only the second will be chayiv. L'chayiv gishmak eteretz. Uncle Panim. So the Gemara Muchid, how do you find the case of Barashel Shnei Shutfim? The Gemara says if you sent a shliach, it will be en shliach advar. There, the Gemara says, the case is where the two together dug the last tefach. So Rashi says, What's Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Rashi says that Dvar Aveira is... The Rashi's not here. The Rashi's in two blot from now. But Rashi says, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, it's Rashi Nafim Gimel M'Ralf, the Ramaschal Nafal L'Fanam Mikola Kriya. Rashi says, the Asa L'Kalkal B'Shisar Rabbim. The Aveira is, you're not going to mess up a Rashisar Rabbim. You're not going to destroy a Rashisar Rabbim. That's the Aveira of making a bar. So Eshtin's Rabarach Ber, it's in a sugya on Eshim Mishum Chitzai, it's in Simi Yud Zayin, Berchishmul Simi Yud Zayin, Eizayin. He tells us, why did Rashi have to come on to a new Aveir of Asal Kalkal Rosh Hasharab? You have the case in Akainis, it's brought down in Kedushin everywhere, Shalach Esa Be'era, B'yad Pikeach, Pikeach Chayev, and the Gemara says, because Ein Shliach Advar Aveir. And there, Parshat it means, because the being Mazik is an Aveir, and you're not going to be chayiv because what you shliach was mazik. Ain't shliach advar aveira. So why don't you say it's the mazik of bar? It's what the bar is being mazik. Why don't you have to come on to asal kalkul rishus harabim? Azag de baruch ben is he said is the gechilut in eishim bar. And he says, l'gabi kamay midrabim ne osor. The gemara is mavur that if when he lights the fire, he kills an eved. When he lights the fire, early in the second barak is mavur, you say, come with the rabbine. Or you evid, kafasla, you di samachla, you pata, because come with the rabbine, because he killed the evid. Even though he killed the evid before the fire destroyed the thing. Teretz is, because lighting the fire, that is the maisa mazik by Eish. Even if you're Eish and Mishim Amayne, tainis. But lighting the fire is an integral part of the maisa mazik. But Bar, he says, it's not the way. If, let's say, B'Shas the Kriya is Bar, a person will be Chayav Misa, he'll be Kaira Bar, B'Eifin is Chayav Misa, let's say it's Kaira Bar on Shabbos, B'Eifin, that is an Issa, the Reis of B'Eino, Kadaima. So like your B'Kvegi won't be Potter. There's no common Rabbinate. Because there's no Mechayav on the Kriya. The Kriya is just making him the Bala Bar. The Mechayav of the Hezek is when it's Mazik late, it's Mamayne Amazik. It's like when someone buys a Shar, and it'll be Mechayev Misa at the same time he buys the Shar. Avad will be Chayev on all the Hezek the Shar did. Because the Mechayev of the Hezek is the Shar when it's Mazik. Buying the Shar just makes it your mom, and that's not the Mechayev B'chlal. So I did the same thing with Bar. The Kriya Sabar, even though it's necessary for the Din, for the Chiyev on Bar, we spoke about that in previous Shurim, but it's only necessary to make the Bar your Mazik, to make it your Bar. But that's not the mazik b'chlal. The mazik is what the bar did. That just makes you the bala mazik. So Mel, if there wouldn't be an iser for the shliach to make the bar, thus alain, the iser mazik alain, the shliach never did a ma'aseh mazik. He just did a ma'aseh kriya's bar. It's like a shliach bought a shor for you. That's not in shliach advar aveira, even though the shor was mazik. But the mazik had nothing to do with you buying the shor. That's why Rashi needs the aveira of asal kalkul v'shus harabim. Yeah, Parshat Shtikl from Baruch Ber. Now, what's this Aveir of Asal Kalkul Rishus Rabbim? Very interesting. The Mishnah Lamelech, Hitzilchot Tzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he brings down the Marit that has a Shiloh. Do you say Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira when it's an Aveir Derabbanan? As I claim the Marit, the Shiloh. Is it Pshat Midereis, it's not an Aveir, so Midereis, you're a Shliach? Or do you say no? You still have Divir Ravid, Divir Talmud, Divir Mishaimrim. Because the Rabbanan also you should listen to the Divrei Rav. So Meil is Bechalom and a Shlichus, even though it's an Aveir the Rabbanan. So I bring the Mishnah Melech HaShaila from the Marit. Zog the Mishnah Melech have a Mefurish Ayah that an Aveir the Rabbanan Yosef say in Shlichus Dvar Aveir. Because Rashi says the Aveir here is also the Kalkul Rishus Rabbim. And Avadan, it's only in Issa the Rabbanan. And them state Mefurish that an Aveir the Rabbanan Yosef say in Shlichus Dvar Aveir. But Achreinim Taina, it's already in the Neid Behuda Simen Ayin Ches. It's a shuv from a Tzvi Harish Brei. He printed in the Neid Behuda because he wrote it to the Neid Behuda. Also in Menchas Chinuch Mitzvah and Gimel, he says this in Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra. It's Ois Ayin Vav. It's on Daf Chavav. Taina, why should it be only Issa Derabbanan? When you're digging in Rishus Rabbim, so that's causing hezek to someone. To cause hezek to someone is the Chayin Issa Deraisa. The Yad Ramah is Mefurish Deim Bava Basra from the Ramah that Grama bin Azak and Asr, the Gemara says, the Grama bin Azak and Asr, even though you're Potter, it's Asr, that's an Issa Deir Aisat. That's after Echa Kamaycha. Whatever the Issa is, but as if an Issa Deir Aisat to be Gerim Hezek to someone, Here, when you're digging a Rishis around me, being Garim Hezek to somebody, that's a Vada Nisa Deraisa. I wanted to tie an Achmer. I don't think you have to come on to the fact that you're causing Hezek to someone. I'm very bothered by the Mishnah Lamelech. L'chari, you're being mazik to Rishis Arabim. The Rishis Arabim belongs to the Rabbim. Just like being mazik be a daim, you don't have to come on to after Echa Kamaycha Taser. That's a Chiddush that Ramai said for Groma. Being mazik so be a daim is Mamish Gzela. So even if no one would be gnizik by this bar, even if someone would dig a bar b'shus harabim and put up a sign and make sure no one's gnizik, but l'chaya, he's being mazik to Rishis Rabbim. The Rishis Rabbim belongs to the Rabbim. It's a bailus that the Rabbim have. Chay, it's pashit, it's an isa derais, it's a pashit isa mazik, and isa gzela. Pashen ish the Mishnah Melech. Even the achrenim that saying the Mishnah Melech is because he's being goyim hezik to someone, I would say you don't have to come on to that. You're being mazik mamish, you're being mazik to Rabbim. You're being mazik to Rishis Rabbim. Even if you're not being goyim any hezik to any achin, you're being mazik to Rabbim. The Rishis Rabbim belongs to the Rabbim. You're being mazik to Rabbim. About that's isa derais. I had an aura also. You do a dick of Graysa Machlaikis, and I've viewed it there, Eifenart there talks about it by Richus. You do a dick of Graysa Machlaikis, when you say Ein Shlichet Vare Veira, is it the Pshat that the Aveira doesn't Shtel Tzum, but the Shlichus of Ad is in Skayim? Or the Pshat is the whole Shlichus is Batal? Kayin sends someone to Mekanish from Isha Grusha. Is it the Pshat he doesn't get an Aveira from Mekanish and Isha Grusha? Ein Shlichet Vare Veira, but the Shlichus is still Kayim, the Kedush in the Schal. Well, no, Ein Shlichet Vare Veira is a bit on the whole Shlichus. You do think of Machlaikis Achreinim. The Chayyar, this Gemara that Shtelsu Ein Shlichet Vare Veira by Bar, Mezundel Lefi Rashi that learns, it's not the Mazik that's the Aveira, because the Shlich didn't do the Hezik, like we said. The Shlich was just Chayyar the Bar. The Bar was Mazik. Now, there's an Isser, it's an Aveira to Makalka Vishus Arabim, and Memela Ein Shlichet Vare Veira. L'chayr, that sounds to me, muchrich, that the whole shlichus is batal. Since he did the aveir of being makalkal v'shus harabim, v'meil, the shlichus is batal, v'meil, it's not your bar, it's his bar. If you're going to say the shlichus is kayim, so he gets the aveir from makalkal v'shus harabim, but the shlichus is still kayim, it still should be the bar shel shnei shutfim. Elamai, the whole shlichus is batal. Tzarechiyim v'zeh. Yeah, nachan akuda, the Pnei Yeshua has a kashem, there are ishenim that hold that by Shegig you don't say in Shlichet Vare Veira. The place can hold that way. The whole in Shlichet Vare Veira is because Divi Rav, Divi Talmud, Divi Mishayman, the Shlich shouldn't have listened to you. If the Shlich didn't know it was an Aveira, so he didn't know not to listen to you. So merely say Yesh Shlichet Vare Veira b'chay Gadna. So why can you say that it was a Shegig? Yeshua says, in case you'll say it's not Shaykh really a Shegig, everyone should know that they're not allowed to be Makalkal b'shus Rabin. But could be a case, let's say, Shutfim owned the land, and they were mafgrit for Rishus Rabbim, now it belongs to the Rabbim. And the Shliach didn't know that. The Shliach didn't know they were mafgrit for it. The Shliach thinks it's private property. Really, it's public property. But the Shliach thinks it's private property. Can have such a case. So he doesn't realize it's an Aveir. He thinks that they're asking him to dig a hole in their property. That's what you're allowed to do. And Bemisin, it's not. It's public property. So there you'd say, Yesh Shliach Vare Aveir, because he's a Shegig. As I affect the Pnei Yeshua, he says, V'yesh li'ashiv, I'm not sure what his yeshiv he has in mind. It's interesting. The Rajma asks the Kasha, why don't you say it's Tumer HaShliach that's a guy? Why don't you say it's Tumer HaShliach that's a guy? So the Rajma says, because if it's a guy, you'll have another problem. Ein Shlichus L'akum. A guy can't be a Shliach. Ein Shlichus L'akum. Atem gam atem. Atem bnei bris. Av shlichachem bnei bris. A guy can't be a Shliach. So the Mechizkinach brings this down. It's a mitzvah in Gimel, and he says, but still, the Machne Ephraim says a big chiddush. Machne Ephraim says that the Gemara says Yad Poel Kiad Balabayis, that a Yad Poel could be a Balabayis even more than a Shliach. So he says, Alach Lamais, if you hire a Goyish worker to make a Makkah for you, you can make a Bracha. Because it's not, even though Ein Shliach is the guy, but a Poel, you have Shliach, Yad Poel Kiad Balabayis. So he says, the Chayas, you can have a case. You hire a Goyish worker, two people together, hire a Goyish worker. He's a pearl for both of them. So there you don't say in Shlichus Lakum Lefidah Machne Ephraim. So in that case, you should say that it works. But I don't understand the Rashba too well. Even by a guy, you should say in Shlichus Lakum Lefidah Machne Ephraim. For a guy, it's also an Aveir. A guy, it's also it. The Aveir L'chai is an Aveir of Gezel. Guy, also Mazur on Gezel. Why does he ask Kasha that he should say it's a guy killed by a guy? You don't have the story of Ein Shlichus Lakum Lefidah Machne Ephraim. And he says, you have a problem with Ein Shlichus Lakum. So now we have the Mechus Chinuch Steiner. According to Machan Ephraim, we don't have the problem of Ein Shlichas Lakum when it's talking about a Pail. Shuv Matsasi, that the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Malva Veloiva, Perikea Locha Yadal, in the middle of a long shtickle, he says that by a guy you don't say in Shlich Dvar Aveir. And his Svara is, because in Shlich Dvar Aveir he's going with the Svara, there are different Svaras, but he's going with the Svara that he's, that the reason why he's saying Shlich Dvar Aveir is because Savish Lo Yishmalai, you didn't expect the Shlich to listen to you, and by a guy there's no such Svara. And the Shara Melech over there, in Hilchas Mal Veloiva, Perikea Locha Yadalad, he brings Raya say, you do say in Shlich Dvar Aveir by a guy, it's often a Taisin Shua Staf Gimel. But then he brings our Rajba right here in Bava Kama that asks the Kasha on the Gemara, why don't you say that I told the guy to do it? And he says, you see Mefurish in the Rajba, like the Mishnah Lamelech, that by a guy you don't say in Shlich Dvar Aveir. And Mestamin is far as like the Mishnah Lamelech Svar, because you don't have the Savish La Yishmalai. As I bring the Shara Melech, or I into the Mishnah Lamelech from Unzer Rajba. And now let's go right up. The Gemara brought the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan, whether someone digs 9 tefachim and the other one finished the last tefach, who's chayiv? The Gemara brings my Rebbe, my Rabbanan, the Tanya. Echad achayiv bar tisha bacha v'shlim el asara. Someone digs 9 tefachim bar and the other one finishes the 10 tefachim. Ha'achrin chayiv. The Rabbanan hold the last one's chayiv. Rebbe yoyme achachrin lemisa achashneim lenezaket. The last one, if the behemoth dies, only the last one's chayiv. And if the behemoth got genizik, then both of them are chayiv. So Gemara's maskana was, they learn out from the pasuk, the Rabbanan learn out from the pasuk ish echad v'leishnayim, and Rebbe doesn't darsh in ish, he uses it from ish bar v'leishar bar, he doesn't darsh in the second time ish, the Rabbanan have exeris the cost of only one person can be chayiv, not two. And the Gemara Sakasha said, how do you know the last one's chayiv? Maybe the first one's chayiv in the Rabbanan. If only one's chayiv, maybe the first one's chayiv. So Gemara says, v'meisi alai. Since it says v'meisi alai, so that teaches you the one who did the Shem Misa is Chayiv. So that's Pshat in their abundance. Xerius, the cause of only one person could be Chayiv. And how do you know the last one? But Mesilai teaches you the one who did the Shem Misa is Chayiv. And Rebbe doesn't have the Xerius, the cause of that. That shows that both are Chayiv by Nezaket. Now the next thing, the Gemara brought a Braisa. Echad achayiv bar asara, obacha v'shlima l'chafa, obacha v'shlima l'shleishim, kulin chayavim. Someone did 10 tefachim, and then a second person made into 20 tefachim. He dug another 10 tefachim. The third person made 30 tefachim. The Braisa says, Kulan Chayavim. And the Gemara says, Stira, from the one who made a bar asur, and the other one put on siyud and kiyud. He put plaster on the bar. But there it says, the one that did the siyud, the kiyud is chayav. Only the last one. So the Gemara thought, Lay maharebi harabonon. They say, the Gemara nemdon, that just like the Rabbanan hold, that when you dig 9 tefachim, and the other one finished the extra tefach, the last one's chayiv. Who would then, when you dig 10 tefachim, and the other one dig the extra 10 tefachim, also the last one's chayiv. Even though the first one already did a shir misa. So Gemara in the first teretz, which is the teretz we pass, like, says, no. Havar Rabbanan, they both get shim with their Rabbanan. Akan lekam Rabbanan achan chayiv, lechad loyavit kam a shir misa. Havalechad loyavit kam a shir misa, fil Rabbanan maydi tekulon chayavim. That since the first one did a shir misa, so memela, they're both chayiv. And I, what about the case of Sayyid V'Kayyid, where the first one made a bar asar and the other one was Sayyid V'Kayyid? First one seemingly did a shir misa. So the Gemara says, no, he didn't have enough hevel for misa. It was a wider bar, it didn't have enough hevel for misa. And the Sayyid V'Kayyid gave it the hevel it needed for misa. So male, the last one was the one who made the bar into a shir misa. That's why the last one's chayiv. And the Rishonim speak out, it's not a riot to pass like Rav, that you're not chayiv and chavata. Because you could say it's a bar mali smugin. You could say there was no chavata. So male, the first one didn't have a bar that could be mamis. Couldn't be mamis with hevel. There wasn't enough hevel for misa. It couldn't be mamis with chavata because it was smugin. Or because you hold like Rav that there's no chiv chavata. And the other one made that should have hevel and misa. So now it could be mamis. And that's why he's chayim. So say for teres chayim is masba. What was the havmin and maskana? The havmin was that there are bun and hold. The last one's always chayim. There's exeris the kasev. Ish, echad v'leishtayim, only one is chayiv. And the Gemara says, maybe dafka the first one. V'mei siloi is megal, it's the last one. Because tam bar is a sar tefachim. So v'meil, in a regular bar, if there were two people dug in, it's the last one that finished the 10 tefachim. It's the last one that did the shemisa. That's exeris the kasev. It's a giloi, that's the last one's chayiv. But once we're saying the last one's chayef, so any time two people dig a bar, not at the same time, at the same time they're both chayef, but any time one after the other, the last one's always chayef. It's not because the last one made a shir misa, or the first one didn't make a shir misa. It's not, the last one's always chayef. But the Gemara's maskana was, it's not the pshat. It's not the pshat, the last one's always chayef. Avadim and derech klal, they're both chayef. But if the first one didn't make a shir misa, and the last one made a shir misa, it's the yisayid is the one that made the shir misa is chayef. Not the last one is chayef. The one that made the shir misa is chayef. So let's say, ready, the first one made a shir misa. So the avadim are both chayef. So Taisha says, l'fiza hu adin, if let's say neither made a shir misa, let's say someone made a bar that's 8 tvachim, and someone else made it into a bar of 9 tvachim, so neither of them made a shir misa, so also they're both chayiv. Just like if you make a bar of 10 tvachim, the other one made a bar of 20 tvachim, they're both chayiv. So too, when you make a bar of 8 and a bar of 9, they're both chayiv. The only time they're abundant say that the last one's chayiv is when the last one was mechadesh a shir misa. So that stems with the Yisayv you said, B'Shem Rablev Malin, that there's a Nayin Din of Bar Lamisa. There's two Bars. There's a Bar Lamisa. When a Bar is Mei Mesebehema, like we said before, it has to have a Shem Bar Lamisa. So since you have that Nayin Shem, and the last one was the one that made it the Shem Bar Lamisa, that's why the last one's Chayiv. The Yisayv Adavir is the one that made the Bar Lamisa, that he's the one that's Chayiv. But let's say, even after the last one, it wasn't the Bar Lamisa. It was 8 tvachim and 9 tvachim. Well, let's say the first one already made it a bar lamisa. First one dig 10 tvachim, and the second one dig another 10 tvachim. They both had a shir misa. So male is no din, the last one's chayiv. The din is both chayiv. So that Teresh Shmuel brings down the Dibris Meishas Kasha. Rabbi doesn't hold it exeris the cause of ish echad v'leishtai. So male lubay nezakin. They're both chayiv, because they both dug the bar. One dug 9 tefachim, the other one finishes the last tefach, and it was nezakin. They're both chayiv. So what's the pshat l'gabe misa, only the last one's chayiv? And the Dibris Meisha asks Mezunda like this. The Me'imi brings down a machalikis rishenim. What's the din if someone dug a bar of 9 tefachim, and a behemoth fell and died, and the Mishnah says yipater? Is the pshat yipater l'gabri? Or is it pshat that you putter on the death, because it's not kadei l'hummus, but you have to pay al kapanim the amount that it would have been damaged through your bar? You don't have to pay for its dying, but you have to pay the nezek that it would have had, the nezek that your bar is capable of doing. So Edimir brings the machalikis yishayim. So factor of Moshe, if you say that even when you dug a bar tes, a behemah died, you have to al kapanim pay the nezek that your bar would have done, so why does Rebbe say achachron lemisa? Bishlaim, if you hold like the sheet that Adam Iri brings, that on a bar test, yibachalna chayev lemisa, you don't have a bar lemisa, even so mela, you're not even chayev for any hezek that was caused, since it died, and your bar is not a bar lemisa, yipata legamri. So mela, it's very good. You can't be mechayev the first one on the misa, because a bar test is not chayev anything on misa. Hashengen, if you neman, that by a bar test, even though you're not chayev for the misa, but you chayev al kapanim for the hezek that it could have caused, the hezek it is capable of doing. So how come when someone's mashlam l'yud and now there's a misa, al kapanim he's a shutif in the hezek? He vayte should be chayev for his share of the hezek. Shtarke kasha. So Teresh Shmuel brings down from Rabbi Shaul Eilich, the Rishivim based the Talmud, and vayses Rebbe's also maskim that the pshat is, if you are mechadesh the bar l'misa, only you're responsible for the misa. This misa came through this bar, and the second one was mechadetesh, that should be a bar lemisa, he's the only one that's responsible. He becomes the bala bar linyan misa, period. Now there are bun and hole that the xeris akasav is that once he's the bala bar linyan misa, he becomes the bala bar, period. Even finizakin, he's the only bala bar. That Rebbe holds no. Rebbe holds that finizakin. The bala that was a bar finizakin from the first one also. So Mela good. So they both dug the bar for Nezakin. Mashang and the bar for Misa, Rebbe Yol Tzdam and Asvara, that can only be the Achrein. So even though if it would have died in a bar test, you'd have to pay Nezakin. Because there is no bar for Misa here. And even though it died, but you still have to pay the Nezakin. You just nap out there on the Misa. But now that someone finished the bar and made it into a bar for Misa, if the behemoth died, the bar for Misa is dafka the second one's Misa. The first one didn't make it a bar lemisa, and male only the second one's chayiv. Yeah, the chayyim richtig is svar. Now, this is interesting. The machlokes marshal and maram. It's in pshat and taisis, but it's negay to ravon of the sugya. When the Gemara asks the stira, that one brayse says echad chayfa bar es asara and ba'achav shlima la'esam ba'achav shlima shleishim kulam chayavim. And then the Gemara says, but there's a Riminu, there's a Brice that Echa Chayfa Bar Asar, Bach of a Seed, Vakid, is Achrin Chayiv. The Gemara says, Harebi Harabonet. That was the Havaminu. So Taisus says that Oyba Zay, that you're being Medama, Seed, Vakid to this case. So you have to say that the first Brice that says that Echa Chayfa Bar Asar, Bach of a Chayfa Esrim, is Lav Dafka Esrim. Even if someone's Chayfa Bar Asar and the other one is Maisif, and it makes it a Bar Yid Aleph, it would also in the Havamid be the same Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbana. The Rabbana would hold the Achrin as Chayiv, and Rebbe would hold Shneim Chayavim, because Siyid Vikid is that case. The Havamid held that Siyid Vikid is talking about a Bar that already has the full Hevel Amisa, and Siyid Vikid is just Taisafa, that's mamish like the case of Yud and Yid Aleph, and still the Gemara says that you Chayiv according to the Rabbana. So the Marshal says that this is just the Havamid. The Marshal says it's only in the Havamina. The Maskana that we say that the case by Siyad Vikiyad, the Bar didn't have Hevel, in the first Eretz didn't have Hevel Lemisa, in the second Eretz didn't have Hevel for anything. So Mel the Achron is Chayev because he was Mechadish the Hevel Lemisa. So Oy Bezoy, we have no Hechrich to say that by Yud and Yin Aleph there's any Chiyev, and Yud and Yin Aleph is part of Lagamri. And the Marshal is Mashmet's true even according to Rebbe. So the Fina Marshal, you have to be mechalik between Yud and Yud Aleph and Ches and Tes. Because if you have a Bar Ches and someone's mashlim to Tes, Taisa says they're both chayiv. But a Yud and someone's mashlim to Yud Aleph, the Marshal is naming on the maskon, and they're both that only the first one's chayiv. What's the chilek? Because a Bar Ches is missing. Bar Ches can't do everything. So Mela, when someone adds another tefach, so the pshat is now it's a starker bar. So since they both were shut from making the bar the way the bar is now, so mainly they're both chayiv. Mashen came by Yud. Yud's already a fire to gebar. The Achra made a Yud Aleph. He wasn't mice of anything. So the Havdin it was, even b'chay gavna, the Achrin is chayiv. That's what the Rabbana hold, the Achrin Zuh is chayiv. But the Maskana at the pshat is that the Rabbana don't hold the Achrin Zuh is chayiv. It's a Shemisa that's chayiv. And by 10 and 20, it's Kulam Chayavim, because the first one and the second one made a Shir Misa. So 10 and 11, the second one did nothing. The first one made a Shir Misa, and the second one wasn't Misa of anything. So mainly the second one's Potter. As I learned the Marishal. But the Maram says that Taisus only means that according to the Rabbanan, it wouldn't be their way. According to the Rabbanan, L'maskanis HaGemara, if one made Yud and the second one made an Aleph, only the first one's Chayiv. Mashenki coined the Rebbe, they're both Bichayiv. What's the Svar for the Maram? So Shmuel Zavsky, early in the Shurim and Daf Yud, he explains it. He says the Maram learns it's not the Pshat that the Yud Aleph's not being Maisif anything. Avadi is being Maisif. He's making a starker a bar. Just like Taisa says that by Ches, and someone adds a Tefach and makes a test, so they're both Chayiv because he's making a starker a bar. So who would them a Yud and Yud Aleph also be making a starker a bar? Now, the reason why Taisus is naming on that Lamaskan according to the Rabbanan Yipater is because the sign of the Rabbanan is like we're saying, the one who makes it a bar lemisa, he becomes the full Baal HaBar for everything. So, Mamela, when someone digs a bar yud, so he made the bar misa, someone added a tefach, he wasn't maisif any bar lemisa. Was there any bar lemisa? He's just maisif in the nizankim of the bar. So male, the bar lemisa wins. Just like normally the Achrin, when someone makes the bar tes, and someone's mashlim yud, the Achrin's chayiv because he made the bar misa. So when someone makes the bar yud, someone adds another tefach. So the Rishon's chayiv, the Rishon made the bar misa. When the second one made a full ten tefachim, so they both made misa. The Rishon made a shir misa, the second one made a shir misa. So male, they're both chayiv. You can't say one's more of a shir misa than the other. They both made a shir misa. But when Yud and Yud Aleph, so the first one made a Shir Misa, and the second one didn't make a Shir Misa. So Vaita the Rabbanim would hold, for the same reason the Rabbanim hold by Tes and Yud, the Yud is the one that's Chayiv the Ganzin. For that same reason, when one's Chayiv for Bar Yud and the other one's Mashem to Yud Aleph, so the first one was the one that made the Bar Misa. The Rabbanim hold, that the one that made the bar misa, he becomes the Baal Mar for everything. That's exactly the cause. If he becomes the Baal Bar, even the Gabin is Zaken. So Mela, only the first one's Chayev. But Rabbi holds Achashneim Le Nizaken. So by Yud and Yin Aleph, also, the second one was Maisif in the Nizke Abar. The bar is now a starker bar. It could be Mazik more. So Mela and Rabbi Taki, you can still say Shneim Chayev, even by Yud and Yin Aleph. According to Rabbi, it's the same as like Ches and Tess. That's the Rams Pshat, and I got that Avana from Shulzovsky earlier in this year.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.